Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
We're on Rocky Top for this edition of the Spring Preview Series here on Thunder and Lightning. Ben McKee joins me from Go Vols 24/7. And Ben, I would be remiss, you know, before we get into Tennessee, but you've watched that Tennessee offense over the past few seasons with Josh Heupel. Now that's coming to Starkville. It's coming to Mississippi State. What do you expect from this kind of offense? Tell us about the intricacies of what Heupel and by definition Jeff Lebby like to do.
Yeah, they like to spread the defense out first and foremost, and not quite sure if Lebby uses the same exact splits, but I know at least within this offensive tree, Josh Heupel likes to split the receivers out about as far as you can split them out, and it just boils down to a numbers game and trying to count the numbers in the box and have them in your favor one way or the other. If the quarterback sees a light box, then they're going to run the football. If the box is loaded, then they're going to throw the football and use those wide splits to create more space for the receivers to get open and generate yak and move the football down the field. And then obviously the tempo is kind of the thing that everybody sees first and mentions first. So maybe I should have done that, but I feel like that's a given at this point. Not sure if Lebby will roll with the same tempo, but Josh Heupel loves going with the tempo. And you didn't see it as much last season under Joe Milton. And I think that was a variety of reasons. I don't think that they had the same trust in Joe Milton that they had in Hendon Hooker or will have in Nico Iamaliava. I think that the pass catchers also took a step back last year. The offense just wasn't as dynamic. So I think they wanted to maybe slow things down more than they would like to make sure that they had their ducks in a row, quite frankly, and everything was aligned correctly pre-snap. But in a typical season, you will see Josh Heupel want to get up and snap the ball as quick as possible to try to catch the defense off guard and also hopefully allow the numbers to work themselves out in their favor, as I had mentioned earlier.
I talked to, I've been doing these previews and going around the conference, and I talked to Matt Cohen a few weeks ago from AL.com. He covers Auburn. And one of the questions I asked was about the reaction down there to Nick Saban leaving. But Auburn isn't the only school that would view Alabama as maybe its most bitter rival. Tennessee would definitely be in that. So I ask you what the reaction is up in Tennessee to the new look of the SEC now that Nick Saban is finally gone.
Oh, Tennessee fans are thrilled. Absolutely thrilled.
Everybody's thrilled except for Alabama fans.
Yes, I think that is an accurate way to describe it. And I think everybody thinks that Kalen DeBoer is a really good coach. I mean, he just took Washington to the national championship game. And I think he is deserving of that Alabama job. But he's not Nick Saban. He's not the greatest of all time. And I think, although I would be surprised if DeBoer doesn't have a level of success there, it's not going to be Nick Saban-like success. And speaking of getting your ducks in a row, Alabama has some ducks that they need to get in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't think athletes are going to be taking discounts NIL-wise to play in Tuscaloosa now that Nick Saban's not there anymore. And I think, at least for Tennessee's fan base, I'm sure you've picked up on this sentiment as well across the country and in your region, but fans understand that Alabama fans are now going to get a glimpse of what it's like to actually be a fan of college football and have all of these worries and anxiety of the transfer portal and all these things that Alabama has not had to deal with for so many years now that they will now have to deal with, that everybody else has been dealing with. I think that's where at least Tennessee fans find the most joy, is that they're coming back down to reality and they're going to have to deal with the struggles that everybody else has been dealing with as well. So the fan reaction has been it's been funny to watch. They are very excited that Nick Saban is no longer there, which I think is in a roundabout way a tip of the hat to Nick Saban and what he was able to do in Tuscaloosa.
Definitely.
But there's also an opportunity now for Tennessee and Josh Heupel to maybe win their fair share of games where that didn't feel as likely before.
Is Tennessee a playoff contender or a national title contender?
A playoff contender. I think they're absolutely a playoff contender, but they will need to piece some things together if they are going to turn into a national championship contender. Now, I could see a scenario, speaking of the offense, it is so dynamic and can be so frustrating for a defense that even though from top to bottom, they may not have the talent or the depth that a Georgia has or an Ohio State or somebody along those lines. The programs who have been competing in the playoffs year in and year out, that's a different level of talent, a different level of depth. Tennessee is getting closer to that, but they're not quite there just yet. But the offense is, when it's clicking, it can have one of those days, and it can be one of those days for a defense. So I think right now they're a playoff contender, but given the offense, I think that gives them a chance to win every single game that they play. And if they were to catch somebody on the wrong day for that opponent, then it could turn into a championship contender. Although I think they need to shore up things along the offensive line if they are truly going to cement themselves as a true national championship contender and not just a playoff contender.
Well, let's talk about that offensive line, because, you know, I love seeing SR next to a guy's name on a depth chart when you're talking about the offensive line. When I could see senior, I feel really good about it. But then you have the left tackle, Lance Hurd, transferred from LSU. He was one of the most highly recruited players in the country a couple years ago. Can he be that next great Tennessee offensive lineman and at left tackle?
I think he definitely can. I think he has adjusted well this spring to Tennessee. He is a big guy. he is imposing, and I think he has adjusted well and had a nice spring. Tennessee will certainly need him to be able to step in and play right away. Because Nico Iamaliava, you kind of have a 2-year window with him. Because if everything goes according to plan, Nico is going to be gone after his junior season. If he's back for his senior season, that probably means something did not go well. So that is why you saw Tennessee be so aggressive in the portal with multiple offensive linemen. And then Lance Hurd becomes available towards the end of that first window. And Tennessee was as aggressive as you can be in making sure they got him to campus to make sure that they can take full advantage of this window with Nico. Because Nico, I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to play well. Obviously, he needs to go prove it, but I mean, he's been tremendous since he stepped foot on campus in practice over the last, I guess, now almost 24 months since he committed. Nobody is worried about how Nico is going to perform, although he does still need to go prove that he was a true five-star quarterback and arguably the top-ranked quarterback in the country. And a lot of people believe that he would have been the number one quarterback in the country if there wasn't a quarterback in front of him with the last name Manning. So he still needs to go prove that, but nobody's doubting his ability and nobody's worried whatsoever. But in order for him to do that, the offensive line has to be more consistent than it was a season ago. And that starts with Lance Hurd over at left tackle. John Campbell, who transferred in from Miami before last season, he had a really nice year last year. Maybe didn't end the season the way that he wanted to, but he's back, and they talked him into moving over to right tackle to make way for Lance Hurd. And if those two guys can be steady rocks for Tennessee, then that completely changes the dynamic and the potential of this offense, because the interior of the line, you feel good for the most part with Cooper Mays at center and Javonte Spraggins at right guard. They do need to figure out left guard, and that is a spot that they could go to the portal during this upcoming window that's about to open up and try to add to the offensive line there. But you feel good overall about your starting five, but the depth is worrisome because they're still trying to build that up. I talked about Tennessee not quite at that championship level depth yet, and that's one of the biggest areas on the team where they're not, is along the offensive line. They kind of have four or five, maybe six guys that they trust, and that's it. They have a bunch of youngsters after that they're trying to catch up to speed as quick as they can. So I'd expect Tennessee to be aggressive in the portal along the offensive line, although they do feel good for the most part about their starting five because they simply don't want to waste this window with Nico.
I love this Tennessee receiver group. Just an outstanding collection of talent. Brew McCoy and Squirrel Wright, we all know about them. You bring in Chris Braswell from the transfer portal. He has a fantastic year down at Tulane. And then a couple of highly recruited freshmen in Braylon Staley and Mike Matthews. Do you think this can be the best receiver group in the country when it's all done?
It has that potential. I do think they have a lot of work to do before they reach that point. I was very high on the receiver room last season following Jalin Hyatt and Cedric Tillman going off to the NFL. I thought it would be somewhat of a seamless transition, and they quite frankly made me look very silly. I thought that Tennessee would prove to have the best receiver room in the SEC last year, and they were far from it. I looked very silly for that take. In hindsight, those LSU Tigers down there had quite the receiver room, as we're about to find out with the NFL draft. So I have a little buyer's remorse, and I'm a little weary of that statement because they failed me last year, but they certainly have a ton of potential and could be one of the best receiver rooms in the country, definitely the SEC when it's all said and done. They need Brew McCoy to come back healthy. I think they really need the X factor is Dante Thornton. They need him to take off and live up to his potential, and it's mostly potential based off of his athleticism. And he couldn't ever quite get comfortable in the slot last season after transferring from Oregon. They bump him outside, and he played well there for a game or two as an outside receiver, but then hurt himself against Missouri and missed the rest of the season. So he's coming off of injury and has something to prove this year. So I look at him as an X factor. And then, of course, you mentioned the newcomers, Chris Brazel from Tulane. He's had a nice spring. And Mike Matthews and Braylon Staley have as well. And Mike Matthews is the former five-star who is an early enrollee. But it's Braylon Staley, the four-star from Columbia, South Carolina. Tennessee stole him from Shane Beamer's backyard. He's probably been the one on offense, the newcomer, the freshman, that has turned the most heads. And that's looking like another Jalin Hyatt situation where South Carolina is really going to regret him leaving their backyard. So they have a ton of potential there. Square White, you mentioned. But those Square Whites and Brew McCoys, the returning players, they need to really take a step forward this offseason because they failed to meet expectations last season.
I think Tennessee's loss to Florida last year was maybe one of the most surprising results in the SEC. That game is on October the 12th this year. It's a little later in the season than it normally is. It's right before the game with Alabama. Is that the game that Tennessee fans have really got circled as the revenge game and a game that's going to, I don't know if it's a swing game for Tennessee, because I think Tennessee will be a heavy favorite in that one, but is that still the most important game outside of the Alabama game for Tennessee this year?
Yeah, I'd probably say so. Outside of the Alabama game, I was going to go Alabama just based off of the earlier
history,
question.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the history and Tennessee fans, Alabama is the one school that across all the major sports that they consistently just cannot stand. I mean, Tennessee and Alabama just do not like one another. Kentucky basketball in there, obviously, but I think Tennessee fans had more of an issue with Alabama playing in the Final Four than if it would have been Kentucky, just because they cannot stand Alabama. And there's this new sense of opportunity that we talked about earlier, and they're coming to Knoxville that they really want to take advantage of. But like you mentioned, that Florida game did not sit well with Tennessee's program or Tennessee's fans last season, because Florida football is not what Florida football should be right now. And it feels like they're on the ropes down there, quite frankly. And Tennessee has not won in the swamp in a very, very long time. And not that Tennessee was a world beater last year, but I think we can all agree that Tennessee was a better team than Florida. And yeah, Fans absolutely viewed that as a wasted opportunity, that you had a better football team than Florida and you squandered a golden opportunity to win in a place that you don't win very often. So I do think that that will be on the forefront of the team's mind this season, and one that they have circled, because quite frankly, Tennessee is better than Florida right now. And if you want to compete for a championship, that is a game that you have to have and take advantage. When the scheduling is what it is in the SEC, you have to win the ones that you should. And quite frankly, right now, that's a game that Tennessee should win, especially with it being at home. And that'll add to what would be a really enjoyable win because of what took place last year, as you mentioned.
Should be a fascinating year up there in Knoxville with this team and the new look SEC. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Vols in action. Ben McKee, go Vols 24/7, man. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.